This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
They believe that there is a regulatory body that's looking after this for us. In actual fact, there aren't really levels set by APANSA, the federal organisation that's meant to be looking after this. And so people don't realise that we really have to take this issue into our own hands, first educate ourselves as to what we are exposed to, what are the biological effects, and most importantly, what we can do about it.
Absolutely. Now, I'll bring Cyril Burke into this at the moment. Now, Cyril was trained as an electronics and industrial engineer with IBM UK, British Army Royal Signals, served in the Special Air Service as well. He's worked in the Hong Kong government as an inspector there at the new Hong Kong airport construction. So he's been a commercial diver. If I keep going with the things that Cyril has done, we'll run out of time. But he's an expert in this area, and we welcome him to the program. Good morning, Cyril.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Zafia has just filled us in a little bit about what the meeting's about. But now, you know about EMF. Why should we be worried?
Look, the one of the things you said a moment ago, that 5G is something new and different. Well, it is different from the point of view the way the microwave systems are going to be implemented in the street, in people's living areas, working areas. They're going to be placed so close to people in relationship to how we have normally had them, maybe a couple of kilometres away on a tower. There's going to be a much higher density. Everything's going to be encapsulated with it. It's what's known as the user plane. So the user plane is the people who are actually interacting with it. That's going to be in a 5G arrangement. And these are going to be tiny cells, towers, and antennas that have hundreds of directional antennas built within them. And there's beaming technology where they're actually going to be able to, in theory, pick out people in the crowd and fire the signal to them. And this all sounds very futuristic, but to do all this, the level of RF has to be really intensified. And around the world, countries are making choices as to whether they want to take part in the experiment. And we are actively part of the experiment, along with North America. Other companies, or should I say countries around the world, have chosen not to or implemented safety standards that are staggeringly less than ours. Some of them are 1,000 times less, some of them 100 times less. Even India is only 1/10 of the level that we're exposing the public to. And they're making choices based on medical testing, the Bio Initiative, which was a huge document that was seen around the world from 2012 and updated in 2019. So they're paying attention to the healthcare elements. And here in Australia, that is not the case.
Mm. So these other countries you're talking about, you're saying they're a lot smarter than we are.
Well, we're supposed to be taking on this smart technology, but it almost is an oxymoron, isn't it? The more we see the word smart, the less smart we think it is.
Okay, just explain to us what is the problem and what is it doing to our body and what are we being bombarded with? What is the problem here, the bottom line, so to speak?
Well, look, if you were to generalize it, there becomes a level of fatigue, exhaustion, difficult to concentrate, and significantly noted reproductive issues. Those three areas are the main areas that we're seeing. And it's depriving people of good sleep, where people have bedrooms which they may turn their phone off, they may turn their router off, but suddenly you've got a national network that is radiating all the way through your home. Now you're not able to turn anything off. You can't help it. You're sitting in the soup all the time. To go into the actual biochemical reactions would take us all day, but it's very well established that it is having a detrimental effect on our bodies and producing massive antioxidants. Now, as a result, People need time to rest and repair, to recover, same as any toxin. Unfortunately, we're creating an environment where there is nowhere to rest and recover and detox. And the body's brilliant at doing that given the opportunity. And unfortunately, chronic disease will accelerate dramatically even further than it is now if we don't recognize the problem and create space for rest and recovery. Mm. And these are one of the major topics we'll talk about on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, looking through some of these effects that you guys have sent me, lowered fertility, psychiatric issues, excessive intercellular calcium load increase, oxidative stress and cancer, hormonal effects, cardiac effects, early onset Alzheimer's and dementia, and increased autism and ADHD. I mean, you're talking about massive things. Now, of course, the telecommunications companies and the government will say, well, I'm sorry, but this isn't right. You know, you're just spreading all this, all these lies about us. Of course, they're in a, the telecommunication companies are making billions upon billions. So they've got a reason to tell us there's nothing happening here.
Yeah, but also they don't have a leg to stand on, really, when it comes to medical studies. We're not talking a few. We're not talking dozens. We're not talking hundreds. We're not talking thousands. We're talking tens of thousands of medical studies from around the world. It becomes quite peculiar if a governing issuing body wants to say, oh, no, that doesn't exist. It's like denying the sun's in the sky. Don't look. It's not there. Please go away. The medical studies have been done over so many decades. They know it. And the American military studies that were done in the 70s became available to the public after 50 years of being hidden away. And they show the same radiation sickness. And they tested all the way through the microwave range in the same. And we're here basically saying, well, if we're going to live in this environment, we need to understand it and find healthy ways to use these technologies and look very closely at the way it's going to be implemented in our homes, in our industry. And for those, you know, people having to work with it on towers and implementing it in the streets, etc., it's a concern not just for the general public, but everybody involved.
Now, we're talking with Cyril Burke and Zofia Jali at the moment. And Zofia, you have said before, you know, we're talking about, Cyril's talking about being sick, and you're a perfect example of that. You've been sick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And how sick did you get?
Yeah, really sick, you know, not really able to function in life at all, not able to work, not really able to get out of bed, tired all the time, and for years. And it's not really something you'd wish on anybody. And given the given that the fatigue and the exhaustion, the oxidative stress are one of the main things we see with too much EMF radiation, and it is endemic in our society, it's not something I want for everybody. You know, you talk to every second person's having problems sleeping, these things, and because it comes on so slowly, and there's so many other things that we're exposed to, it's often difficult to imagine that something that's invisible is contributing to this.
Mm. Cyril, you were mentioning about the phone companies and what have you, and nothing to be seen here, but don't they realise, I mean, in their heart of hearts, that they're exposing themselves to this as well as their family?
Look, you would think that, and unfortunately these things... Look, it's almost some form of dictatorship. Look, the International Institute of Electrical Engineers in 1996, based at the University of Utah, did a set of tests with microwave effects directly from cellular phones. And that's publications available on the web for people to see. And you can see the rate of radiation in a adult and a child and a five-year-old in their radiation patterns. And they're astonishing and really, you know, you look at it and you go, well, that's crazy. We wouldn't want to expose people to this. And yet that was, 20-odd years ago? And that document's still available. And it's just another example of the industry saying, oh, no, pay no attention. It's beyond a joke, basically. The industry is not competent to look after its own affairs. And unfortunately, those in government are sadly involved too heavily or influenced too heavily with the companies that are involved in spending the money putting this equipment out there. There has to be some form of independent, medically based review. And unfortunately, those who are currently in charge of the regulations have no one in place who is independent and capable of making a medical decision, particularly as around the world, people are making medical decisions and changing the levels of exposure and putting in precautionary process, which means that if in doubt, you have to take a precautionary line until you know the facts. And at the moment, we're completely ignoring this.
I've just got to point out to people too that I did a story on Channel 7 in Adelaide before I came up to live in this part of the world. And when we contacted the telecommunication companies, the phone companies, they said, well, look, the World Health Organization can't even find problems with mobile phones and towers and EMF and all of that sort of stuff. And that was interesting because they then said, well, the World Health Organization couldn't find it. So I dug deeper into the World Health Organization and I had to go down a long, long way. But I eventually found where the World Health Organization actually does say that some brain cancers could be caused by mobile phones. And then further investigations show that there's quite a number of research has gone into this, as you rightly say. So the phone companies might say, look, there's nothing to be seen here, but if you dig deep enough, you can find it, Cyril.
That's right. They basically are calling it a type 2 or type B carcinogen, but there's a lot of doctors around the world saying that it should become a class 1, an actual carcinogen. But here's something for you. Follow the money, they say, and when you want to get to the bottom of these things, the people that pay the bills, the insurance companies, Lloyd's of London, the underwriters for basically global insurance, have February the 7th, 2015, removed all global coverage for non-ionizing radiation in their insurances. Non-ionizing radiation is mobile phone usage as an example. And it's called the electromagnetic fields exclusion, and it's exclusion 32. Now, if they knew about it in 2015 and took it off everybody's insurance, think of all the companies and councils and government offices who hand out mobile phones to their staff without providing any education as to the potential hazards of the usage of it. Now, every company that's providing a mobile phone and not providing education, if they haven't specifically paid for additional insurance for mobile phones, then they're actually falling foul of that exclusion 32. And their directors will become personally liable for any problems that occur from mobile phone usage. This is a massive, massive legal problem that's going to be coming up in the future, because the levels of brain tumors and illness and fatigue and infertility potentially related to these devices could be a huge area of society.
Okay, I'm going to ask you both as we conclude this, Zafia and Cyril, why people, in your opinion, should be there Wednesday?
To hear what's actually going on and also to hear what you can do about it. I think people go into a state of cognitive dissonance. They don't want to hear about it because they think it's too hard. And I can't do anything about it anyway. But there are actually things that can be done, practical mitigating things that Cyril can talk about, but also legal avenues as well.
Cyril, why should they turn up on Wednesday?
Look, I spent somewhere around a decade in the healthcare industry, and I saw a huge problem with EMF, and that's why I went back into engineering and started EMF safety to try and help people understand and to provide mitigation and behavior issues and changes in behavior. So I want to be able to help people understand how simply they can live in this society and remain healthy, understanding how this stuff interacts with them and put things in place to create a safe place to live.
Thank you very much, Cyril, for your time. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul.
No worries. That's Cyril, and we'll see him on Wednesday, of course. Sophia, thank you for coming in. Glad that you grabbed hold of me at the think tank.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And
the more people that can hear about this, the better.
Absolutely. Now, on Wednesday, just repeat exactly where it is. It's a CWA.
Mossman CWA Hall, yeah. 6 o'clock, right next to the post office.
Yeah. Now, that is where the think tanks are being held. And Dr. Alex Bernhardi, the GP, who, you know, health is what she's about with a capital H, she's going to be there to do a little bit of an introduction. Cyril will be there. You'll be there. Hopefully, I can get along as well, because I think, and I implore people in the Douglas Shire, get along, learn about this. Information is very powerful, isn't it? It's only powerful if you make use of it.
That's right.
You can have it, but if you don't make use of it, it's no good to you. So I implore everybody to get along. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you very much.